From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just to say that the people now out defending their property are not just white right-wingers. You've got Sikhs, you've got Muslims, you've got all kinds of races out there defending their property. And now the latest reports are that the police are actually moving these people away from the areas where the riots are expected to happen.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're telling Sikhs who are standing out front their churches, their temples that are full of valuables, that you're not going to defend it. By the way, you shouldn't have a sword, because these guys have ceremonial swords. They're standing out front. A normal action of a man. I believe the three people that got run over by the car defending their property were Muslims. So I want to point out here, it's so much fun to demonize Muslims all day. But it's Sikhs, it's Muslims, it's right-wing pro-Englanders that are defending law and order, while it's the liberal, trendy, welfare, whites, blacks, Asians, you name it, running around doing this. And it's disgusting, Paul, to see it confirm that the government is trying to stop the citizens from defending themselves. If that isn't evidence of how lawless and criminal your government is, I don't know what is.
Exactly, and just don't confuse a flash mob with a revolution. Not every flash mob is a revolution. I mean, you had in the communist revolution, the mob was controlled from above. It fed on the middle class. It looted people with small amounts of wealth. Not every revolution is positive.
That's what the NKVD did. They would send out, Stalin took people out of the prisons and sent them to Ukraine and other places to thuggishly do this. And that's what the founders talked about, a republic where no minority can be targeted, where everyone has rights, that the mob cannot vote away, or 51% will vote to enslave the other 49. And that's why the social engineers, the offshore banks, are always pushing democracy, because they can dumb down the population and use these hordes of dependent people to absolutely rob and destroy us. That's why I'm so against the illegal aliens. Because no matter where they come from, they get a liberal handout once they get here. They get indoctrinated, and they get turned against the Second Amendment and private property. And pretty soon, the illegals that are now becoming the majority of America are going to vote to take the guns, the property, everything, and the bankers will sit offshore laughing at this. Paul, looking in England, you're 10 years ahead of the United States. Any final comments?
Yeah, we've just got to be wary of the fact that these groups of disaffected youth are going to be used as a weapon to petrify the middle class into demanding the police state that is later used them. So try and look at it from a more sophisticated approach than saying, oh, if you don't support the rioters, then you support the establishment. You've got to be a little bit more sophisticated than that.
No, the establishment is supporting the rioters by protecting them and giving them their liberation theology and leaving them alone and telling the vigilantes they don't have a right to defend themselves.
And telling the police to stand down, which is now being revealed that's what happened in the first 3 days. So we'll wait and see what Parliament says tomorrow. And undoubtedly, it's going to be the start of more draconian crackdown in Great Britain.
Absolutely, and we'll watch it all with you and your brother there in England, Steve Watson, in London itself. And we also have other reporters that have been popping in who have witnessed racial attacks, you name it. This is really bringing out the ugliest side of so many people, but also the best side of many others, like the Sikhs, the Muslims, and the, quote, England first evil right-wingers that are being demonized. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
My friends, we'll be covering this all live tomorrow on the radio, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have XM, or if you're not listening on a local AM or FM station, you can always listen to the free audio streams at Infowars.com, or you can get the free iPhone app to listen on your iPhone or Droid where and when you want. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this special transmission. I want to thank PrisonPlanet.tv members for their support to make this possible. And don't forget, we have the new nightly television show that will be condensed and focused and hard-hitting starting September 1st here at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, that's it for this InfoWars special report with Max Keiser and, of course, Paul Watson and yours truly, Alex Jones. I want to say also in closing, fabulous job to our dedicated InfoWars crew. We'll see you back tomorrow live on the radio.
You may be arrested. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 10th day of August, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Well, these are the times that try men and women's souls. A great period of unrest and upheaval is now upon us as a society, as a world. We have been in the throes of a depression globally for at least 3 years. It is now intensifying and is only going to get worse from here on out unless we remove the corrupt ruling class that have seized control of the world economy through fraud, namely through fractional reserve banking, and then the last 12 years through derivatives, which allow them to create unlimited counterfeit financial instruments. Now, it has always been the ruling class's established rule to control large cities going back thousands of years by having large different segments of the population living in welfare slums that are funded by the government. The Romans did this more than 2,000 years ago. They had a bread and also a silver allotment. And any time that the surrounding rural gentry did not pay the high taxes or do what they were told, the welfare crowds would be released, the Roman military would stand down, and the welfare hordes would exit the city and begin robbing and looting and stealing and burning. You could then not count on the Roman fire department to give you any assistance also in the city in your burning neighborhood if you'd not paid them large amounts of protection money. No, it was not the American Italian La Cosa Nostra that invented the threats of burning down your family clothier or grocery store or furniture store if you did not pay them protection money. It was their Roman ancestors, and that's where Julius Caesar's family made most of their money and got into political power. Was running the fire department racket. Our fire departments today are not engaged in such activities, just to be clear, before the New York Times or someone else says that I'm stating that modern fire departments. No, I'm talking about what is Italy today, and of course, formerly the empire, the Roman Empire, based in the city of Rome. Okay. Before I get into the global financial meltdown, before I get into the day four of uncontrolled riots, the British Prime Minister says they might use water cannons and batons later if the rioters don't behave themselves. This is just like in Seattle in 19... population of peaceful protesters. And that's all this is here. What we suspected is now coming out. Even the BBC is admitting that police were ordered 4 nights ago to stand down in South London, where all of this began. We now have the reports that the rioters all over the country, all over what is England within the UK, that region, are being directed and promised payments if they will riot by men claiming to be part of the media, probably police operative provocateurs. We've also seen this go on in Greece as well. Going back 2 years ago, their national news documented it was police rioting and starting the riots. And then we also documented that, 3 years ago, national news had to admit it later in Canada, that the Royal Mounted Police did dress up like anarchists and begin breaking and smashing and stealing so they could then have the police attack the peaceful crowds protesting the North American Union meeting. So what they've done is they've primed the pump. They have provocateured the first events, and then the larger hooligan mass rushes in to expand the crisis. And then David Cameron's not in trouble for the News Corps hacking gate anymore and the mysterious deaths. David Cameron can move forward now with tax increases to satiate the welfare zombie mobs. This is a standard operating procedure, and I'm going to be going over it. But as for the individuals that are doing this, as for the general mobs, some of it at the beginning was racially motivated, and I guess you could say in a way that's political. But from the hundreds of emails and comments I've gotten from reporters that live in the area that we've talked to on air, from Steve Watson, who lives in London, from Paul Watson, north of London, this is purely in the second, third, and fourth day, groups of hooligans, the folks that like to go get drunk and get in fights at soccer games as part of their tribalism outlet, black, white, you name it, who are engaging in pure looting. In fact, I saw one report of an entire business district, shop district, burned, leveled, and looted, except for a bookstore. The looters had no interest in that. Electronic stores, liquor stores, pawn shops, furniture stores, anything of value looted and stolen. And then you have the so-called left saying this is the beginning of the Stalinistic uprising against the bourgeoisie and then the ruling class. Absolutely ridiculous. You have the rise of hooliganism in South Africa. You have the rise of it in Brazil. You have the rise of it in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago. You do not have the rise of it in Dallas, because if you try to pull people out of their cars in Dallas, and it's happened a few times in these hooligan riots, you are shot dead. Let me tell you something. A police officer has citizens' arrest power. That's why citizens have citizen arrest power. Counties and cities get together and then elect a sheriff or elect a mayor who creates a police force of men and women that have citizens' arrest power. You try to pull me out of my car and beat me up or kill me or rape my wife, I'm going to kill you. And that is under common law, thousands of years old. And so you notice you don't have these type of things going on in Dallas, Texas. You don't have this type of stuff going on in Phoenix, Arizona. You don't have this type of stuff going on because when you start burning buildings down, that is an act of arson in action. You are committing acts that could and probably will kill people. And if I catch people trying to burn my house or my neighbor's house, I'm going to put a bead on you and I'm going to unload into you and your cohorts. Understand that. The globalists want law and order to break down so they can come in after the looting rages for weeks or even months, as has been done in many other countries as part of the IMF World Bank plan that was leaked in 2002 that we've covered so much. They call it the IMF riot. And after it's run its course, the country's confidence is destroyed. The stocks are destroyed. The nation is in trouble, and the big offshore banks come in and take even more control. Even more control. And so where do you see these riots taking place? You see them taking place in social engineering, multicultural, globalist-run warrens of modern ninny states. The first thing a ninny state does, and in the U.S. they can't do it nationwide, so they've done it city by city. New York, Chicago, L.A., Boston to a certain extent. The first thing they do in a disarmed ninny state is disarm the public. Once that happens, they double or triple the police force. You go to New York, there's cops every 10 feet. They're not there to help you. They look like something out of a movie of a cartoon-style police state, third world thug. They're shaking people down. They're engaging in crimes. They leave the basic criminals alone. But if they see mainline productive citizens, they set upon you and feed on you.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow. We follow, look at the light we swallow, and I don't want.
My friends, Alex Jones here from Infowars.com with an important message concerning the 2012 presidential election. In all of my years of studying politics worldwide and here in the U.S., I have never seen the establishment running scared like they are right now. A perfect storm is upon us. Everything Ron Paul talked about 30 years ago and 3.5 years ago in the 2008 campaign has come true. The Federal Reserve has bankrupted the country by design. Open world government, global carbon taxes, VAT is being announced. Everything that he's warned us about is now unfolding. Our country is bankrupt from the welfare state, all these wars. The federal government's out of control. Obama's launching wars without congressional approval. A super Congress now creates the spending bills. The president, more and more, is becoming a dictator. Our country is dominated by the Federal Reserve banking cartel. Ron Paul, Thursday night in the debate, had most of the cheers and applause on the Fox News Republican debate. The other candidates were like a group of traitorous wolves or hyenas attacking him, going after him, trying to demonize him. The questioners from Fox were trying to demonize Ron Paul and were so scared of him. They were endorsing torture and secret arrest of Americans and even the extrajudicial killing of Americans and were laughing at him that he wanted trials and due process. Ron Paul is the American. Ron Paul is aligned with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. These globalists, they're the ones that aren't aligned. They're the ones that could care less about our republic and work for the special interest. You're not going to find a real constitutional president from the Democrats. You're not going to find it from the Republicans. And the media is coming after him. Liberal, conservatives, CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. On Friday, I saw the video clip of him in his studio saying Ron Paul is dangerous. He'll destroy the Republican Party. It's nuts on parade. And he turned to the TV that he was watching. And he goes, look, there's Ron Paul, you know, talking in front of the ice cream stand in Iowa. It was funny because I had actually seen that myself that day live. And it was the hatred of this man who has the most conservative voting record in Congress, who is a true constitutionalist, a true libertarian. And there was this hate by this individual calling him a nut, this admitted hardcore drug addict, this rhino, this guy that supports all the neocons and the wars and the Patriot Act and the police state now being used against the American people. It's so disgusting. Then I learned Glenn Beck attacked him. Remember the guy that supported the bailout, who likes Mitt Romney, the Mr. Carbon Tax that Al Gore loves? I mean, these people are disgusting. They're put in there to lead conservatives and constitutionalists straight to Hades, just like Obama was there to lead Democrats. It's time for people to wake up. Ron Paul is popular with conservatives, libertarians, and even liberals that have any sense. Ron Paul at this key juncture in history is here, and the system is scared to death of him. He won the New Hampshire straw poll. In all the national polls, he comes in first, second, or third, and the media continues to put out this hoax, and this is the most important point. This mantra that he cannot win, he cannot win, he cannot win. Yeah, I like Ron Paul, or most talk show hosts say, but he can't win. This idea to try to go after the public and treat you like you're weak-minded so that you'll, quote, vote for a winner so you feel like a winner. Well, we've already won because Ron Paul's running and educating people about real issues. He is the only real candidate out there, period. And his decades-long work is now coming to fruition in an archetypal challenge right as America is imploding, right as everything he talked about is happening. And the system is ignoring him. And most news reports, even when he won CPAC 2 years in a row, in front of all the big conservatives, the key victory that Ronald Reagan and others won, Fox News wouldn't report it, and then finally they reported it and dubbed in booze from another speech. This is the deception. This is the level of manipulation. If you want to go against the establishment, if you want to go against the status quo, look at the entire status quo attacking Ron Paul. Look at how scared they are of him. Go back online and watch that debate from Thursday, how the questioners at the debate were trying to make him look bad and attacking him. How everyone on stage was attacking him because they're all establishment. They're all globalists. They're all bought and paid for by the special interests that run this country. America doesn't have long. We are at a crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be like Judas Iscariot, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and others. Don't wish later you wouldn't have taken that 30 pieces of silver. Rush, you said 2 years ago you were no longer going to carry the Republicans' water anymore, that you'd been a hack, and that they were basically corrupt and just as bad as the Democrats. But now you're flipping right back to it. You only did that to try to keep your dwindling audience that's waking up to you. You know, if you guys don't stand up for the Republic and Ron Paul, a true constitutionalist, because it's the right thing to do, you should do it. Because that's what's popular. You should, because there's no future for this country. There is no future for a system where they laugh at Ron Paul because he wants Americans to be able to have trials. Because he doesn't want Americans to be able to be killed by the government. That's now on the books. We have all of this tyranny taking place. And the entire system from all points of the compass is attacking Ron Paul because he is a major front runner. He is a major front runner in the top three in many polls, number one. He could win. He could be our president. He could get on top of Congress and work with them to reverse the tyranny. We're going to collapse if we don't. There's other avenues, the states. There's other ways to try to fix the country, but Ron Paul is a big part of it. So we're at a crossroads. Make your decision. The choice is up to you right now, historically. Don't look back later and wish that the old propaganda of he can't win kept you from voting for Ron Paul and supporting him. It's time for Republicans. It's time for Democrats. It's time for Libertarians. It's time for everybody to really think about the fact that Ron Paul has never compromised and has always done what he said he would do. And that even if you don't totally agree with some of his policies, we need somebody who's bona fide, somebody who's real, somebody who can be trusted. The system is coming after him. That is a massive endorsement of Ron Paul. And it is so sickening to watch those establishment whores up there on TV attacking and the cowardly Republicans in that debate openly pushing tyranny like it's good. And to see Ron Paul like a lion in winter standing up to those hyenas, to those jackals. I'll be covering it more on the radio and at InfoWars.com. We've got key reports up there dealing with the hoax that Ron Paul can't win, dealing with the fact that the establishment is scared to death. They're scared to death for a reason. They know they're bringing in tyranny. They know the people are waking up to them. They know that the Federal Reserve is unpopular. And they know that Ron Paul could become president. We're at a historic point. Get out there and defend Ron Paul and expose the hoax that he can't win. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv as we stream the radio show in living color, you could see the footage we're about to play in Vancouver, Canada, of people rioting and burning things when their team lost. or when people's teams win, large areas in major cities of Brazil being burned, or fans in Los Angeles burning things and beating people over the head and dragging folks out of their cars. Is this revolution? Are these people George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? Because according to many people, yes, this is revolution. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. No, it's not revolution when San Francisco Giants fans post on Craigslist, beat a Dodger day, encourage murder of a Dodgers fan. That's a quote. And Twitter is saying that they're going to continue to leave the accounts up of people who are calling for violence, burning, and looting on Twitter. Well, of course, Twitter was used to overthrow the old dictator Hosni Mubarak. It was used to then help put in the Muslim Brotherhood and oppress people even more, because that's what the CIA and MI6 wanted. And now Twitter is being used over in England, according to looting and robbing and burning, because the government's going to use it to ram through curfews and martial law rules and to shoot people on site for politically protesting. You see, this is a more drawn-out version of what happened in 1999 when, for 24 hours, the hired, warehoused anarchists were flown in by major foundations. I have it all on video in Police State 2, the takeover. The police on tape admitting they were ordered to stand down and let the looters attack and burn in Seattle so the news could say, why don't they do something? Why don't they stand up against them? So then the looters could pull back, move into a government building right next to the police department under police guard, flown in, and so the police could then attack old ladies who were part of the protest against the World Trade Organization. Now, that's all that's happening here. That's all that's happening here is the police stood down Sunday. They stood down Monday. They stood down Tuesday. And now David Cameron, that carbon tax promoting New World Order slime bag, is saying that we might use water cannons on a 24-hour notice. It's ridiculous. They know who these people are. They could have 3 days ago, off of positive IDs of thousands of these people, arrested them, put them on the news, made an example of them. But instead, they're going to let it get out of control, out of control, out of control, until finally the police start shooting people with real bullets. And then the precedent's going to be set not to shoot somebody trying to burn your house down. Not to shoot somebody trying to burn your house down. No. But shooting someone who goes and protests at the parliament. You know, for several years, you haven't been allowed to protest anywhere around parliament. I went there to peacefully speak on a bullhorn. And even though it was a week before the law went into place, they told me to leave or I'd be arrested. That's in Terror Storm, one of my films. If you tried to go down and burn areas of parliament, you would have been shot Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. But because the hooligans, that's all this is a branch of the soccer hooligans, because they're burning down five-generation clothiers and four-generation watch shops and four-generation furniture shops, because they're dragging people out of their cars at barricades and beating them up, because that's happening, the police are standing down to let this get out of hand so the giant police state the British government has set up, the UK government has set up, can be dropped down like a hammer vice on the public of England. And so I agree with Steve Watson from one angle. If you're just looking at this in a two-dimensional way, knee-jerk calls for army on London streets to shoot looters on sight. Well, that would mean somebody out after dark, wouldn't it? But then it goes on. The member of parliament said, time to get tough, bring in the army, shoot looters and arsonists on site. Arsonists should be shot on site. and people attacking fire department people already risking their lives battling fires with women jumping out of it. They should be shot. That's attempted murder. Setting fires to people's houses and business is an act that could kill a lot of people. If I ran up to you with a burning torch and said, I'm going to set you on fire, would you have a right to defend yourself? Absolutely. But see, this is the psychological manipulation to where now they're going to hold back, not do what they're supposed to do. Did you tell me we had him? Because I didn't hear you. Okay, good. Thank you. Great. Because I didn't hear anything over the mic. What's going on here is very simple at one level, but also very sophisticated. It's problem, reaction, solution. And you've got generation after generation of people dependent on welfare. You've got globalism. You've got deindustrialization. You've got people living on subsistence level, handouts. You've got a middle class scared of the giant swelling underclass. And you've got the social engineers who've all got their mountain retreats outside of England, outside of Europe, outside of the U.S., sitting back and manipulating the whole thing. And I predicted it all with precision. I told you a year ago, 6 months ago, over and over again, find the clips where I said society's going to degenerate, the austerity's going to come in, the welfare hordes are going to riot, an expanded version of a sports riot, the middle class is going to get scared, the globalists are going to stand back, let the riots run their course, and then later, when the public is begging for total tyranny, come in and beg for it. Come in and beg for the end of Magna Carta, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. And that's what has to be articulated out to everyone. Now, joining us is Steve Watson, who does a great job writing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I tell you, Steve, it's a good article you wrote, but if people just go with the headline, knee-jerk calls for army on London streets to shoot looters on sight, if the police would have just done their job and apprehended these arsonists and people day one instead of letting them do it, it wouldn't have to later come to that point. But what do you do if somebody comes to your house and tries to set it on fire, Steve?
Well, you do what you can, obviously. But, I mean, this is a big story we've got today. The police were ordered to stand back, which is what we were saying yesterday. We were debating whether, you know, the senior police had issued orders for them to hold back, and indeed there's articles out today that have confirmed that. So, you know, you've got the police standing back while these looters run riot. And then also today we've got videos of, because the police have been ordered to stand back and do nothing, we've got videos of these sort of vigilante groups springing up now, which are a very complex thing because they're made up not only of people that genuinely do want to protect their community and rightly so, and their families and stuff like that, in the absence of the police doing so. But, you know, these groups are also made up of a different kind of yob mentality, and it's this sort of division between these communities that is what we've been talking about for so long that we've seen come into fruition now.
Absolutely, as society breaks into gangs. And the article is at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. This is big news when you get this out to everybody. But we also need to point out that the police, many times, if they can't get welfare folks to riot, they'll go out and do it themselves dressed as anarchists. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like.
like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, 12 years ago in England, the United States, Europe, they all started getting the riot police ready. We've covered the flash mob reports by the British Ministry of Defense 4 years ago, the Department of Defense 3 years ago, laying out how all this would happen and how a police state would be needed. And it'll be executed against the general population that's nonviolent and non-criminal. That's why under this social engineering system, it is absolutely imperative that the general public be disarmed, because you can't play the giant poor, welfare, disenfranchised, thug culture that's been popularized by MTV and made to be sexy off against the scared chicken-necked middle class if you don't have a scared chicken-necked middle class. And joining us is an American journalist who's lived in London for many years, and he's done great reports for us from Copenhagen Summit and other events, is Patrick Henningsen. And Max Kaiser's coming up in about 30 minutes to give us his view on this. He scolded us in an email that we had it all wrong. This was a glorious liberation happening of the iPods and things. And I don't usually disagree with Kaiser, but he'll straighten me out here in a moment. After all, I'm just a dumb American. Patrick Henningsen, you're an American over in London. You witnessed attacks, barricades, what appeared to be racial attacks. Obviously, most of this now is just general criminal looting. Can you give us the full spectrum analysis of exactly what's happening? Because this can't happen in a country, in a city where the public is armed. This could only happen in places like Chicago, New York, or greater England. And of course, we have the secret immigration program of Tony Blair. Now they brought in the entitled groups. They have the disheveled, drunken British kids that were born there, just as out of control. And it is quite a recipe.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Thanks. Yeah, listen, what you have here, what's been expressed in the last 3 or 4 days in this country is the culmination of a social experiment that's been going on starting with Margaret Thatcher through 10 years of Tony Blair government and now obviously into the David Cameron's coalition, conservative liberal Democrat government. It's a social experiment. It's failed horribly. And I'll top it off with the point that I wanted to make yesterday, which I didn't make, was the government in this country have set their priorities over the last 10 years of bombing and pillaging innocent people in countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, and most recently in Libya, with spending, $800,000 per cruise missile, dropping 7,000 of those in the first week. That's where our money's going. That's where their priority is. And they've taken their eye off the ball in this country. And sadly, I could have told you this is coming a long time ago, and so could everybody else in my neighborhood and anyone else who's lived in the city. It's particularly vulnerable to the sort of escalation that we've seen in the last 72 hours. You know, you've got young kids who've had their culture imported from America. What's meaningful for British young kids between the age of 12 and 18, American baseball caps, Nike trainers, tracksuits, hip-hop, Snoop Doggy Dog. This is the culture, which isn't even British. It's a cheap American import. This is what they look up to, MTV.
And let's be honest, that fake MTV culture that's only about 20 years old is a gang prison culture. The young kids don't know that when they let pants hang down over their hind end, that means I am a person who wants to have sex with everybody and get HIV here in the prison. All of it is about a thug life. I'm tough. I'm cool. The new manhood in America is being on welfare, going to prison, getting HIV. That's what our role models are. Not explorers, not scientists, not firefighters that go into burning buildings. It is now the lowest of the low, common denominator, bling, garbage, psychic warfare, evil for the young girls. It's cut yourself, take drugs, Lady Gaga with dead Chinese political dissidents hanging on meat hooks at her events, everyone worshiping it. Just a total culture of flooded death with just zombie-like creatures running around in all directions. This is a genius psychic warhead that they've launched into us with precision.
From an objective point of view, you can say very safely that in this country, and in America it's the same, you have millions of disaffected youth. They have no vision. They have no opportunity because all the jobs have been exported to the Far East and elsewhere. They have essentially no future. All they have is this cheap import culture. They have brands. They have brands they can look up to. They have music artists who are way overpaid, footballers, and athletes or whoever paid, that's it. That's all they get. So these retail riots, the mainstream media are saying that, oh, this is because of austerity cuts and social services have been cut. But you know why this has kicked off into commercial riots? It's not because of the government. The state hasn't necessarily failed these people. It's because the cheap credit was cut off 3 years ago. And I don't know if Max Kaiser will touch on this point, but it's not about the state. Who ultimately controls the prosperity is the banks. They cut cut credit. They cut cheap access to easy money. The second and third mortgages are gone. That was the spending money that parents were giving the kids. The holiday loan, the car loan, the loan for the computer, pay for your living room furniture 3 years from now.
No, they are totally desperate to obtain not a mate, not a job, not a future. They should be fighting the government politically. They must attain the iPhone, the iPad, the boombox. They must attain it. That's what they're looting. That's what they're robbing. The liquor, the electronics. They're leaving the bookstores alone. And they're pulling people out of their cars. They're carjacking people. Now we have the deaths of vigilantes run over, trying to defend their businesses. But here's the bigger issue, Patrick. The police now have admitted they were ordered to stand down. And Cameron's letting this get worse and worse and worse, so they can then bring in, starting tomorrow, all perfectly timed. He didn't call back Parliament on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. He called it on Tuesday back for Thursday at its height with more burning and nothing being done. They will come in and pass totally draconian laws that will restrict the general public's rights ahead of true austerity and crackdowns. And they will probably go ahead and say, we're going to start shooting to kill anybody who politically protest.
What they've done, for the first time on British mainland, this is not counting Northern Ireland, they're now authorizing that the police can have rubber bullets or sort of plastic bullets in their round, and they will shoot looters on sight. This is something it's the first time in history on the British mainland. This is normal in Belfast. Of course, if you live in Belfast, and I've spoken to Northern Irish people, and they're just kind of shaking their heads, like, because if this happened in Belfast, basically, water cannons would be out. They would just be spraying these kids all over the street. Plastic bullets would be shot, and you can disperse crowds quite quickly. It's a fine line to walk between law and order and the security police state. Normally, we'd have this debate 15 years ago, and it'd be a totally different discussion. But now the police state has moved so far forward into people's lives. The state has moved so far forward into people's lives that this is a natural progression. For people who are anarchists, for people who say they were doing this for freedom and against the establishment, they've just kicked the ball into their own goal. Because the state will clamp down on Twitter, they'll be tracing IP addresses, they'll be listening more into your powers to listen to your cell phone, your privacy's gone, cops on the street, maybe soldiers on the street in some cities.
And the root of this is first they had to disarm the Brits. And once they've disarmed a population in Chicago and New York, it's always the same. The criminals all move there, the welfare people all move there, and then a hell is created. And it's total divide and conquer. And that's the issue. You know, we can't write an article about, hey, it's wrong to say shoot arsonist and then not add to the equation. This has all been allowed because the public can't defend themselves. And the police stood down and let it get to this point. People do have a right. I mean, if you were inside that pub barricaded in Sunday night and they were trying to set fire to you inside of it, you would be insane to not go out and defend yourself. But in this gelded, castrated world, that is the ultimate crime.
Yeah, that's what we've come to. People are waiting for the state to come and sort it out. People are saying, oh, the police, are they going to be there? Are the police going to be there? Listen, if this goes down again, I'm talking to my neighbors. We're going to exchange phone numbers. We're going to have a list, and everyone's going to have aluminum baseball bats and crowbars inside their door, and if anything's going down, I'm calling the neighborhood chain, and we're going to basically make sure everybody's okay, and if anything goes down, we're blocking off the both ends of our streets unless you live here. No kids coming in, no looting, you know, no burning. It's not going to happen.
And by the way, as you restore order, they will send the cops and tell you can't do it.
Well, the Prime Minister would save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of resources if you let communities self-organize a little bit. But what that will be, that's forbidden, because that's basically saying you're no longer dependent on the state.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi,
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.